genre.
Hello, and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we stay and pray one long minute at a time. I'm Doug.
And I'm Jason.
And we have two heavy hitters in the Minute by Minute community. We have Jake from Dark Knight Minute and Alex from Galaxy Quest Minute. And others. you have more projects than you have time for, don't you, Alex?
Yes, that is true. I'm also not thrilled that you called me a heavy hitter. I mean, I know I'm getting a little round in the midsection, but that's not really cool.
We don't fat shame on this podcast, Doug.
Yeah, all right. Excuse me for, the double entendre here.
It's the off season. It's the winter. I've sort on some blubber for hibernation purposes, you know.
Yeah, I just ate a couple of cobs. Just a couple.
Was that carbs?
Cobs.
Just a couple of cobs. Just a couple of cobs.
I relocated to Boston, you know.
Just got hit that bag harder.
Gotta eat Mickey. Lightning and crap thunder. That's what you do.
Australian Mickey.
Right, mate.
And apparently carbs is lightning, so it does make you go really fast. So.
Makes you crap thunder.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It can.
Yeah, that's why you got to get your fiber in so you don't crap thunder.
Mm.
Today, we're knocking out minute 81, which starts with Mickey taking a pew and ends...
Pew!
taking a pew, poo. Pew, pew.
It ends with Mickey in a chair.
I just caught that. Knocking out minute 81. I like it.
Really? Mm. A season and two-thirds.
I'm a little slow on the uptake sometimes.
Well, okay. Alex did a minute about a space movie, and sports metaphors are sometimes left out on him.
Lost. Speaking of Mick taking a pew, though, he is, I guess, neglecting all the other people who train at his gym right now?
Yes, pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much.
I'd feel great if I was, Chico or whatever the dude's name is?
Yeah. The little, Yeah, you're paying like a... What, dues, tuition, fees, whatever you call it?
It's tuition. It's dues.
Not tuition. you're paying tuition to a boxing gym, and you're
Mickey doesn't train everybody himself. He's got other trainers there, and he was focusing all his time on Rocky anyway. So if they weren't sitting here in the chapel, he would be one on one training him anyway. So just because you join Mickey's gym doesn't mean you get Mickey.
Okay, you don't have to yell. All
right.
Well, last week Mickey laid it all out on the table, and now. Right now, he's on board with whatever Rocky, his guy, wants to do. And if that means blowing this thing and sitting with him in the hospital day and night, he's going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to stay and pray.
Because they're a team.
The way he said, I'll stay and pray, he was like, he gave a shrug. Like, he might as well have air quoted pray. I'll stay and pray.
Yeah, I doubt Mickey's much of a talking to God sort of man.
No.
He does just quote the Bible.
Mickey only worships animals. He's actually a member of PETA. He really likes penguins.
Oh.
Bum, 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 bum.
You would make a Batman joke.
We do get a great look at this cauliflower ear prosthetic on him, though. I love it.
They do a great job with that.
That's a really... I had to Google him, like, does Burgess Meredith actually have cauliflower ear? Because, but no, that is a prosthesis, but...
And they busted up his nose, too.
Yeah, they stuck a tube in his nose or something like that to make it all big and beaten up looking. Like, he had a break that never healed right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, kinda like it.
Yeah, it looks like Owen Wilson with that nose.
Wow. Wow,
Rock. You gotta do your thing.
Wow, gotta eat lightning, crap thunder, wow.
You're the Italian stallion, wow.
Does he end every phrase with a wow?
Yeah,
basically.
Oh.
Wow, I can smell you from over here, wow.
That's a great Owen Wilson, by the way. Better than your...
They all suck.
No, the one guy that you do for Independence Day, Goldblum.
Oh, thank you.
I told you, Goldblum is a hard impression to do because his voice doesn't sound like anything. It's the character that you've got to do, just the rambling A to C to E kind of guy.
Yeah, the incoherent.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, yet you still do it.
Yes.
Yeah. If you take some water and you pour it on your hand, it'll follow some certain lines.
Mm. Shout out Jurassic Park minute. But it never falls the same way twice.
No. And Rocky doesn't fall the same way twice.
Yeah.
Indeed. Even when he's fighting the same guy in the second movie.
Mm-hmm. There's a fight in this?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the fight for the audience to stay awake during the sincere emotional part.
Yeah, it's
it's an internal fight.
Yeah.
During the whole coma, Rocky does not sleep at all, and I guess neither does Mickey.
How long is this coma? I ask this in a future minute, but
we've talked about it a little bit. We don't know is what we came to see. But it's a couple of days at least. Maybe
just not long enough to relive Rocky One in her memories, just playing on nonstop loop.
So is somebody taking care of Butkus and Cuff and Link while he's here, or are they just starving? Or has Butkus now eaten Cuff and Link?
Ooh, that's one of those questions. Maybe Mr. Wally? Gazzo. Oh, Paulie. Yeah, Paulie. He comes and visits, but he doesn't stay.
I think he probably threw those turtles in the sewer, and they met up with two other turtles.
Threw them in the ooze.
Here we go. The king of references.
That's what I'm here for. Well, that's really all I'm here for.
He drove them all the way out to New York, just throw them in a sewer. That seems like a lot of...
Right.
Well, eventually they made their way out to sea, and then they swam up to New York. That's how they got so buff.
So you think Cuff is Leonardo, or is Cuff Donatello?
Cuff, I think, is probably Raphael. Okay. Yeah, Link. Fair. Link is Leonardo because he links all the other brothers together.
Okay. I like it. I'll allow it.
And one of the rats living in Mickey's apartment is obviously Splinter.
Sure.
Yeah, he first learned how to box before he learned how to do Kung Fu. It all comes full circle.
Truth.
So Rocky is here at Adrian's bedside holding her hand.
There's an echo. Doug has it.
I do?
Yeah. I am hearing an echo from somebody.
It's Doug, whenever he talks.
I'm not hearing any echo.
I did just hear an echo now.
That means you're the one.
Yeah, if you can't hear the echo, then you are the echo.
It's like whoever denied it supplied it.
If you can't spot the sucker at the table, then the first 10 hands, you are the sucker.
That's what I was going for.
Or whatever the actual quote is.
Or if you don't know who the asshole in your family is, you are the asshole.
You know, now if Adrian's in a coma right now, with Rocky's diet of cupcakes and
soda.
I feel like I covered his diet on my minutes in Rocky One.
I feel like if he just let one go, he'd probably wake Adrian up, just like, you know, how they have fighters have smelling salts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That'd be smelling salts for her.
Yeah. Pure Italian. She'd be like, mozzarella. I don't know.
So, mozzarella and basil.
Mozzarella.
Capricola.
My mama makes a great gabagool.
Let's do that. A little bit of prosciutto. So, speaking of smells, I guess, Adrian is staying in room 669. Nice.
Yes. Yes.
I guess it's a 69 while you're getting pegged?
You got to be careful with that, because sometimes coma patients do get pregnant.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think that was... Or not pregnant, but was a thing in Kill Bill, right?
Yeah.
Buck, he came here to fuck, and he was like renting out Uma Thurman to perverts and stuff while she was out. Yeah.
And then
fun movie. That Tarantino's a great guy.
A little bit morbid.
A lot of people have problems with him.
Yeah. There is no smoking in the hospital room.
You know, it's funny because a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the symbolism of the number 669, and I never got to finish. I covered the six part. The sixes symbolize a new beginning and a much richer and better life. The nine, which I didn't get to cover, is built of energy and vibrations of the number three, This number symbolizes peace. It reminds us to step ahead, to move on, to be proud of ourselves, to accomplish our mission, and never give up on our values. And this number is also related to religion and spiritual energy. Mm-hmm. Jay has a problem with my color theory.
That's really interesting stuff right there. Hard-hitting also podcast things. I'm so glad we covered that.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
But you can't...
guys,
wake up. Also, I would say it also symbolizes mutual oral sex.
Is that what the two sexes is for? Yeah.
You would hope so. Yeah.
Well, isn't oral... Well, no. I mean...
Mutual oral sex.
Well, yeah. Well, that's a 6-9, but yes. What's the other six? The guy... Another guy watching?
No. That's it. The guy doing the pegging.
Oh, man.
That's a little awkward.
Is it weird that they're almost in a room number 666 and, like, religion has such a theme in this movie?
So that's actually how, you know, Damien is born. It's actually Rocky's firstborn son. He's got the black hair to prove it, in the attitude.
That way he doesn't really feel a connection with him.
Yeah.
The 669 is actually a religious number for like the good, not the where 666 is a number for the evil.
Mm-hmm.
669, they call it the angel number, not the number of the beast. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yes, very.
I don't believe you.
It's fucking enlightening.
669 is also an area code in California.
Oh, did you just look that up?
Yes, I did.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
I have a passage in the book that I would like to read.
Thank you.
Not in Rocky voice, don't worry.
The book, according to Sylvester?
Yes, okay. It's exactly what it is. He wrote it. But this passage, all the Rocky passages are told in first person Rocky. So normally I do a very bad Sylvester Stallone / Rocky impression, but I'm not going to do that. I've retired it. So all you get is straight Doug.
As opposed to gay Doug?
As opposed to gay Doug.
Okay.
Gay Doug only comes out on Saturdays.
Hey.
I felt very bad for Paulie because as much as he used to fight with his sister all the time and call her names, I knew deep down inside this was his way of showing love. Paulie was one of them kind of people that couldn't say love. He had to say other words to describe love, like insults. As he kept insulting you, that meant he liked you. It was twisted, it was unusual, but it was Paulie.
That's how I feel about you, Doug.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you insult me all the time.
It's out of love. See?
You keep telling me to get my fat ass to the gym, you know?
I never fat shame. I just support and motivate. That's all I do. Mm. No, get your fat ass to the gym. yeah, but Paulie here, he's devastated at this whole thing. So that's why he can't even enter the room.
Yeah. That and, you know, it wasn't his favorite number, the number of the beast, and he couldn't rock out to Iron Maiden, so.
Devil horns.
Is that why he can't enter the room? I thought, he opens the door, he's going to go in, but then he sees Rocky in there, he doesn't want to interrupt them. Mm. So he just leaves. Or was he looking for some alone time?
I don't
want
to stand in line waiting to get in his room and say hi to him, you know.
I think there's a specific moment here.
And why does he put the flowers on this random cart in the hallway?
He was going to give them to her.
I know, but...
And then he didn't. I don't know what else to say.
Well, it's awkward to give another guy flowers. So he's like, well, I can't just give this to another person. Or if I give it to some other person's gal, I'm going to get into a fight. If I give it to a guy, they're going to think he's gay. And it's just awkward. He's like, better. I'll just leave him here. No one will know I'm here. And then he'll pull a little ninja exit move where no one knew he was actually there.
And then some other guys walk in through the hospital saying, oh, shit, I didn't bring flowers for my wife.
Oh, look. Oh.
Here we go. Yeah.
Pow. You know. Super mom.
This other part of the book that addresses this very scene says, Paulie stood in the hallway with flowers in his hands. He tried to enter Adrian's room perhaps a half a dozen times, but somehow failed to get up enough nerve to enter. The sight of his sister in her unconscious state depressed him so much that on his final attempt to enter the room, he stopped, dropped the flowers in the hallway, and leaned against the wall, shaking his head in disbelief.
And then he went on a 3-day bender.
I'd suggest maybe some of it's also guilt, right? I mean, he's the one...
Yes, I think a lot of it's guilt.
Yeah. Well, Polly's a dick to Adrian.
Yeah. Like,
you can go back to the first movie when they're talking about, you know, Thanksgiving. Or was it Christmas?
It was Christmas when he knocks the shit out of the house with the bat.
Yeah, and then he throws the bird outside, you know.
Well, yeah, he's a dick to her, but according to the thing that Straight Doug just read, he's a dick to people he loves.
That's right.
So what if he doesn't like you? Is he just super kind?
Yeah. Maybe. Does he kills you with kindness.
Yeah, I think he needs to, like, go see a shrink about this. He's got some deep-seated insecurities.
I think also a lot of it has to do with, like, the last time he saw Adrian, he was yelling at her.
Correct.
He was yelling at her, and he finally straw that broke the camel's back, and then she got sick and
right
to her birth.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, you know, you can look at any trope in any movie where it's like the last thing you say to the person, and then that person's either sick or they die.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come back, oh, the last thing I said to this person was not yeah. very nice, and it like, get your fat ass to the gym.
So I do, like Alex was saying, I believe that that has a lot to do with his guilt is overcome.
I believe it, because when was the first fight?
January 1st, and this is, we don't know, September, October of that year?
Something like that.
Was this around that time?
Well, I know the second fight was going to be in the vicinity of 10 months after the first, so.
Thanksgiving. So, yeah, basically 10 months. But that's about it, isn't it?
But Rocky, Mickey, Jesus.
Paulie?
Paulie looks like he opens a door, and then he looks for a second, and then he walks away, puts the flowers down, and leaves. It's almost like he was, like, surprised by what he saw in the room, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was looked like he was going in the room. He's coming in the hallway with some intentions of going in the room. He opens up the door like he's going to go in the room. And then he sees Rock and Adrian. And then he closes the door, puts the flowers down, and leaves. Like, what did he think was in the room if it wasn't Rock and Adrian? Like, that's who was going to be in the, like, was there someone else going to be in the room? Or was nobody going to be in the room?
A bunch of teddy bears.
And flowers from other people?
Yeah, from other people.
I don't know. I'm looking at it now, and he stops.
Right.
I mean, maybe he didn't.
This is like the view, like, if you were going to a girl's house to bring her some flowers, and you get there and you open the door and she's already with another guy, so you just close the door, put the flowers down, and leave. Like, but you weren't right. expecting to see the other guy there. But he knew Adrian and Paulie were going to be in the. I mean, Rocky were probably going to be in the room. Like, I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, what I think is funny that, like, Rocky just, like, stares at Adrian and doesn't even turn around. I feel like the automatic response when you hear a door open is you look at the door.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Unless he didn't hear it.
I don't think he gives a shit who's there. He's staying beside Adrian's side no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
What he really should have done is given a flower to those sisters there, you know, down the hall.
The nuns?
Mm-hmm.
Was there nuns down the hall? There are nuns.
Instead, no, they're nurses, gave them none
yes.
of the flowers.
None of the flowers.
Alex, I'm sorry I ever said that Jonathan Carlyle was the king of the dad joke.
Well, I mean, it was a rough competition. But I mean, you might say it was even a little rocky. But.
This is quite the horror picture that's going on right now.
That's true.
All right. Yes, those are in fact nuns. We got confirmation. They're nuns.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're wearing head.
They're fucking nurses. Dude, how nurses?
They're nun nurses.
What are nuns?
There
doing
are nun
there?
Nurses down there.
Are they praying?
I don't know. They look like they're tending to a patient.
Yeah, they're nurses. Who attends to a patient? Nurses or nuns?
But they have, like, long... Nurses don't have the long headdress thing.
Yeah.
Now, if you pause it at 38 seconds, mm-hmm. you'll see three women there. Two of them have the habits on their head. And then one of them has a nurse's cap on her head.
Over the habit?
Yeah, the woman who's facing towards camera... is a nurse, and then the other two women are nuns.
Jeez, how big is your computer screen?
Not that big.
Okay. Oh, I can see that. Oh, so there's two nuns.
Two nuns and a nurse.
Oh, yes, and then, I see it. Yes, two nuns and a nurse. Okay. It's like a joke.
Oh, so this is what happens.
Two nuns and a nurse walk into a bar.
That person is dying, and they're there to give last rites.
Why is the person dying in the fucking hallway? Maybe if they put it in a goddamn room with some equipment, they would live.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
not. Equipment, medical care. That's what we've been doing wrong.
Save like this it. Patient's just in the middle of the hallway.
Yeah, maybe there's not an open room.
I thought we were supposed to give him Drano.
Oh, man. Yeah, so we don't know what hospital that is, but it's definitely a Catholic hospital.
Our Lady of Perpetual Ill Health.
There's really not too much you can cover here. Mickey's there. Rocky's staying by his woman's side. Paulie wants to be there, but something's pulling him back from going into the room, and nuns and nurses in the hallway. It pretty much covers the minute.
So, one at a time. Jake, is Jake here? She says, "Lost sound, continue without me."
Oh, all right.
Okay.
No plugs for you, Jake.
Well, we'll have to get him on the next minute. So Jake is part of the Dark Knight Minute, where they're covering the Dark Knight trilogy 1 minute at a time. What's his, they have a website.
Are they Geek Mind Fusion?
Yes, there it is. Yes,
I may have confused them with someone else. It's been a while since I listened to his plugs.
Yeah, well, they haven't put out an episode in quite some time. I think they're getting ready to release Dark Knight, right? They did Batman Begins, yeah. And Dark Knight is next.
Yeah, I know I was late in, I was towards the end of Batman Begins, so they've got to be getting there soon.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah, they've been busy. Forgive them, people, but go check it out. Oh, Jake's back.
Yeah, just took a slight trip.
Oh, cool. I hope it was a good one.
I had my own Rocky situation going on.
Well, we just plugged your show for you.
Oh, thank you. Sorry, stupid Skype was trying to pull up stuff, and then, right when it pulled up, that's when I lost my audio. So as long as you plugged my show, we're good.
And back.
And I've got my, it looks like Audacity stopped, too, right when that sound cut out, so...
Oh, Audacity. God damn it.
Oh, were we supposed to be local? I didn't even...
Yeah, well, it looks like it'll be useless anyway, so let's put our faith into good old Cast tonight.
Do you want me to do local for the other 2 minutes?
Yeah, might as well. Okay, just hang on to those in case.
Yeah. We'll just cross our fingers and hope Cast got through this one.
Yes. Sorry, for I'm sure. Just exporting it, and I'll email it to you real quick.
Right.
Okay. Alex... Your plugs?
Yeah, sure. So, as Doug mentioned at top of show, you can check out Galaxy Quest Minute, which has wrapped up its main timeline run, covering the movie Galaxy Quest. And then, because I just couldn't get enough of Aliens, part of the Gang of Guys doing Independence Day Minute. Check that out on a podcatcher near you.
Yes, and sometime, hopefully, this year, will they be a privy to... Cleveland in Six?
Oh my god. Potentially.
I know we're both very busy, but
yeah, it eventually it became a matter of well, at some point it's Doug's got a lot of stuff to do. Doug's got 7 Rocky movies and counting, and then I'll get around to it. And it's it's sitting there in a state of 60% or 70% done, and I just haven't gotten around.
The beauty of that is the way that we're covering it. Is it going to be a top and bottom of an inning as if we're broadcasting a game?
Yeah, baseball doesn't have time in it. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we're doing a 9-inning game.
Yeah, and it's a good thing we had Dave Pallas on that episode anyway, because we're on the the 5 minutes of mystery schedule.
Yeah, but that's, so stay tuned for that. Cleveland and Six is a show that's going to cover the movie Major League. We should have said that.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Comedy classic.
That's a good show.
We're Rocky Minute on all your social media platforms. We are part of the Dueling Genre family, duelinggenre.com. Moviesbyminutes.com is a website that has the list of all the movies that got this treatment. Rate, review, subscribe to all of our shows that we have going on, all of us and our guests here today and all the guests. And all the podcasts, just subscribe to them all. There's only half a billion of them.
Yeah.
There's only over 100 or so, I think we might get to the point where we cover every single movie and then we'll cover everything. And even the ones that go straight to DVD, we'll cover those.
Eventually, it might come to that.
it really might. And yeah, coming soon, the actual Dark Knight Minute, where it's actually talking the Dark Knight.
Coming soon. We did say, but we didn't have a timetable. We plugged it, but don't know when.
Well, when one of your cohorts has a baby, it puts a little, damper on when you can get together, because,
Yep.
Babies need a lot of attention.
I hear God. That. I hear that. God, enough. It's always about the baby.
I can't feed myself. I'm barely conscious.
Well, and then when the baby's looking at you, all it's thinking is going, wow, 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 what's that? Wow.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
What are we waiting for? Take us!
Oh yeah, that reminds me. What's our language rating on this one? So we don't. So we don't go full How to Lose a Guy.
a producer who will never ask us back.
It's the first time in my life I've ever gone, man, I curse a lot.